Now time for Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeremy Rockhold after the Oskaloosa Invitational. Coach, you guys finished sixth place in this one. And we'll start off with your guys' game against Rossville, 71-38, going in the wrong direction in that one. And Coach, this is a good Bulldogs team, but you tell me, Coach, that just you guys weren't just playing very good in this game overall.
We weren't, but, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to them. You know, we had a lot of excuses already built in, you know, minimal practices. We hadn't played in almost 2 weeks. And we look like it. Their length and athleticism, really sped us up. And then once we got sped up, it just, the wheels fell off. You know, anytime you turn the ball over 33 times in a game, you're probably not going to fare very well. And that had a lot to do with it. You know, we didn't even get, when we did get looks, they were contested and rushed. So, that, you know, added in with the turnovers, usually is not a very good recipe.
And then you guys turn around, you get the win against St. Mary's Academy, 42-28. And you told me before this that it was arguably your best defensive game of the season.
It really was. Everybody was moving. We were talking. And our defense, you know, our half-court offense was really not that great. But our defense turned into, you know, some easy outlets and easy runouts. And that pretty much was the story of the game.
So then 24 hours later, you told me then it's kind of a very interesting contrast to go from your best defensive game of the year to one of your worst as you guys allow 73 points to Jefferson West. And this was a game to where they shot the lights out of the ball. You guys also shot pretty well. You guys tried to make a surge in the fourth quarter, but it's too little too late. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we had a game plan and, you know, we kind of started out going under screens and, they started hitting and then we started going over screens and then they were driving and dishing, and you know, it just felt like we never got locked in on the defensive end, you know, and they're quite a bit longer than we are, so they got some rebounds and extra shots, but overall our offensively I didn't feel like we were that bad, but defensively just a lack of focus to where guys should be and what they should be doing. And it was across the board, so it wasn't like it was one thing, one person doing this. It was, you know, one possession this guy, different possession this one. And so we just kind of dug ourselves too big a hole, and we fought back. We never gave up, kept scratching. It's just kind of ran out of time there at the end.
So now you have the rest of this week off to kind of let things simmer. You guys to get some extra practices to get ready for a big game coming up against Valley Falls, in which you guys are very close in the standings. With you guys being 3-3, they're 4-2. As of right now, they're tied for third, and you guys are a little bit further down in sixth place. But how big is this one for you, and how nice is it to have a few extra practices to get yourself ready for this big game?
It's good. Although I, you know, we've had enough breaks. We want to just get back to getting up and down and playing. But it's a big one. Valley, you know, they're very well coached. They have, in my opinion, the best player in the league, in Zach Evans, and, you know, solid point guard and Hayden, and Colin solid down on the block, and Damian Cervantes is, he's a freshman, but you can tell it's starting to slow down for him and he's getting more comfortable and knocking shots down. So we're definitely going to have to be ready. It's not like they're a perimeter team that shoots outside or a down low team, you know, that pounds it in the paint. They'll score at all three levels in multiple different spots. So it's going to take a total defensive team effort to keep them in check and be able to pull one out.
And then you guys play Pleasant Ridge on the road on the 31st. So a couple of big games coming up back-to-back. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Oskaloosa Boys Head Basketball Coach Jeremy Rockhold here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Pia Friend Realty.